Lord Jesus Christ this evening, amen. Thank the Lord for another grace, amen, to be in his house. And shall rise on our feet as we sing this song. Surely around here, his throne comes down, amen. Around here, his throne comes down. Surely around here, the door to heaven is. Oh, and we know we are standing on holy ground. Yeah. Oh, it's all around. Surely around here, his throne comes down. Surely around here, the door to heaven is. Oh, it is found and we, oh, we are standing on holy ground. Is all that, oh, from our hearts tonight, surely, oh, is here tonight, his throne comes down. Oh, surely around you, the door to heaven is. Surely, oh, surely around here, his throne comes down. Oh, surely around here, the door to heaven is. Oh, it is found and we know we are standing on holy ground. Yes, yeah. One last time from our heart. Oh, surely around, oh, his throne comes now. Oh, surely around, yeah, the door to heaven, yeah. Oh, it is found and we know we are standing on holy ground, and his, yeah, is all around.
I will sing the one of pure heart. That's what we long for tonight.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's what I long.
Oh, let's sing from our heart tonight.
Oh, have a fall. Oh, after thee.
Oh, a pure heart with a sad mind, Lord.
A pure heart. That's what I long for. Oh, a heart that falls down after thee. But hide your word so that sin will not come in. Oh, have a time divine.
Oh, the one you rule,
oh, and you reign. Oh, have the pit compassion that blesses you, my Lord. Oh, a sweet aroma. Oh, that rises from you.
Oh, one more time, if you are, that's what we long for tonight.
If you are, oh, that's what I am. Oh, I have
that falls after thee. Oh, a pure heart. Oh, that's what I long for. Oh, a heart that falls after thee. Oh, a heart that I do. Have that I to will, oh, so that sin would not come. Oh, have a time, dear, do not divide it. Oh, you rule and reign. Oh, have a peace, compassion that blesses you, my Lord, a sweet aroma. Sweet aroma of worship, praises from your throne. Oh, sweet aroma of worship, the sweet aroma, oh, that rises, is from your throne.
Oh, let's sing that one as we gather, as we gather here tonight, amen. We ask our brother George if open for us in the world of prayer. Oh, among us, oh,
as we gather, may you glorify. Oh, in no world, so our hearts begins to worship. Oh, we'll be blessed because. Oh, we pray, oh, we'll be blessed because you. Oh, as we gather one more time tonight, oh, as we gather, may your spirit, oh, may your spirit move among us tonight, oh, as we gather, may we glorify your name, oh. Knowing well that as our heart begins to worship, oh, we'll be blessed because we praise your name. We'll be blessed because, oh, the steadfast love tonight, steadfast love of the Lord never, oh, never ceases. His mercy is there, never come to an end. Oh, there I knew every moment. Oh, knew every moment. Oh, great is thy faith. Oh, oh God, great is thy faith. Oh, oh, one more time as we gather. As we gather, may your, oh, let it move among us tonight, Lord. As we gather, may we glorify your name. Oh, knowing well that our soul has begun. Oh, you'll be blessed because we praise your name. Oh, we'll be blessed because you came.
Amen. Oh, yes, Lord. Let's bow our heads tonight. Amen. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for your grace, O God. Father, we thank you one more time, Lord, that you've gathered us, Lord, nowhere but, Lord, at your feet this evening, Lord Jesus. We thank you that you've taken us through, Lord, this day, O God. Father, you brought us to the end of it, O God. Father, Lord, this night we desire, Heavenly Father, to worship you, O God. We desire to lift up your name high, O Father, Lord, for you're worthy of it, O God. Father, we desire, Heavenly Father, to praise you, O Heavenly Father, Lord, for you deserve it, O God, tonight, O Father, Lord. And we desire not to do it from our flesh or from our mind, but, Lord, we desire to do it from our souls, O Lord God. The Father may be pleasing unto you, O Lord God. We lay ourselves, O Father, before you, God. The Lord, you search us, O Lord, even tonight, O God. Lord, if you find any wicked way in us, O God, Father, we pray that you cleanse us and purge us, O God. The Father, sacrifice, O Lord Jesus, tonight, that it may be pleasing unto you, O Lord, that it may bring your presence down, O God, Lord, that it may break down every fetters, O Lord God, the Lord, it may grant us the liberty, O Lord Jesus, to help the Father, Lord God, worship you, help the Father, to praise your name, O God, Lord. We pray, Father, Lord, come in a song service into your hands, O Lord, you blessed, Lord, we pray tonight, O God. Father, those on your way, come and grant them gentle mercies, Lord, we pray, O God. The word, O Lord, you have prepared for us tonight, O God, we pray, Lord Jesus, that you prepare our hearts, O God, Lord. Father, your word may come in us power, O Lord God. The Father may search us, O help the Father, Lord God. It may transform us, O Lord, we ask tonight, O God, Lord. That we may leave you, Lord, not the same, O help the Father, but Lord, a new creature, O help the Father, drawn closer to you, O Lord God, Lord. More, Lord, Father, to what you desire us to be, Lord, Father, here on earth, O Lord, we ask tonight, O God. Grant us, Father, your grace, O Lord God, that your name be glorified, O Lord. We commit all things into your hands, O Lord God. In the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. We're glad to be in his house tonight. Amen. Listen to this song. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ set me free. Amen. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus. Oh, we sing in glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus said, oh, one more time. I'm so, are you glad tonight? Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, singing free, hallelujah, oh Jesus, oh I'm so glad he lifted me, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, oh I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, oh I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me, oh singing glory, hallelujah, oh Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, shout some victory. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Shout some victory. I'm on my way to heaven. Shout some victory. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus sent me. Oh, are you glad tonight? I'm so glad. Oh, that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so, oh, we glad. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free, singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus, oh, I'm so glad he lifted me. I'm so, oh, that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus lifted me. Oh, singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, we're on our way to heaven. Oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Oh, shout and victory. I'm on my way to heaven. Shout and oh, I'm on my way to heaven. Shout and victory, singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus said, oh, one more time we cry. I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Oh, I'm so glad that Jesus set me free. Singing glory, hallelujah. Oh, Jesus set me free. Oh, let's give a hand clap of praise the Lord Jesus Christ tonight. Amen. 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 We ask Brother George has a testament for us tonight. Amen. 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 Please come, brother. Song, stand under his blood. Under his blood, yeah. Amen. I'm going to stand under his blood. Amen. I'm going to stay right under. Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right. Oh, I'm going to stay. I'm going to stay right.
again. Oh, I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay right. Oh, are you gonna stay? I'm gonna stay right. Oh, I'm gonna stay, I'm gonna stay right under his blood. Oh, where the devil can do me no harm, no harm. Oh, do me no harm, do me no harm, no harm, no harm, no harm. Oh, where the devil can do me no harm, no harm, no harm, do me no harm, harm, no harm, do me no harm, no harm, oh, no harm. Oh, where the devil can do me no harm.
Amen. To greet the saints in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Just a short testimony about last night. Last night, I went to bed. I haven't been feeling well the last few days. I've been feeling quite sick. Last few weeks, in fact. And I was thinking, how will I go now to Northampton and lead songs? I'm not feeling well. I am feeling very sick. Maybe I should cancel. Maybe I shouldn't go. And last night when I went to bed, my arm was stiff. Now, you know when they say, if you're going to have a heart attack here, here, you have to be careful. So I phoned our local doctor. I said, Dr. Lillian, I'm not feeling well. This is the situation. She said, our brother, now you better rush to emergency because anything can happen. So I was laying. I thought, okay, fine, let me go. So I got there, and the lady, as soon as I got there, I think at half 12, and she says, look, be prepared for a very long wait because there's a lot of problems here tonight. And when I went, she said, but someone will call you in a few minutes. But always what happens if I ever go to emergencies, they call me. Once I go in, I never come out again because normally they check you and you come out and you wait. So they check me, they put ECG. They done the ECG. I said, okay, look, yeah, okay, this is serious. I will put you through. And they put me through to these people. And I sat and I waited for about 2 hours. I was waiting. And I started listening to a message.
Amen.
Because I took my MP3 player. So when I was listening to this message, I said, you know, this message is very strange. Because this is the same, this wasn't the same message. Because the other one I listened to some years back, I had a similar situation. I listened to Testimony at the Sea when the disciples were testifying about Jesus. It was similar, the disciples were testifying. I don't know the name of the message now, but I have it on my iPod at home if anyone wants. It was very powerful. But it was a similar message. And when that message was playing, it reminded me of another time as well when I went and I was reading a book. And the book so blessed me, and I left it and I prayed for the book. I said, Lord, whoever picks up this book in this waiting room must be blessed. But this time when I listened to this particular message, I met Patrick Hickey. Some of you may have remembered him. He's late now. He died. I believe he's gone to be with the Lord. But Patrick Hickey came to church for a season, was baptized. He accepted the message. He's the one the pastor mentioned sometimes. He was so on fire. He wanted to tell everyone about the message in Ireland. He was saying, but hey, a lot of Irish people don't know this message. But he went and he ran with the message and he met some difficulties and it discouraged him. So last night when I was there, I was listening to the same message, same situation, but different times. So I said, okay. So they're saying to me, there's nothing wrong. So why did God bring me here? There must be a problem. Must be a reason. So I was laying there now thinking, okay, so who am I going to talk to? Maybe I need to talk to someone because why would God bring me here? And they say there's nothing wrong. But by the grace of God, last night there was a car which hit 6 pedestrians. It ran into the street. It hit 6 pedestrians. So the hospital was full. Last night, I don't know whether it was a terror attack or what, but I was looking at my phone and seeing, and I said, strange, why is so much happening? And then while I was laying there, the one guy says, there's someone coming in with a gunshot. He's been shot in the arm. And when I came today, I don't listen to the radio, but my wife didn't realize. I was listening to the radio, and they were talking of those incidents last night, the cars hitting into pedestrians, and I was looking at all this commotion last night, and I was thinking, hey, imagine, these people are trying to preserve life. And I was praying. There was one woman, I think maybe she was hit by a car, old woman, she didn't deserve to. And I was praying for her. And I was laying there and I was just waiting for my for attention. And they came, they checked me out. They said, look, we'll check you for this, we'll check you for that. They checked. At about 4:30, they said to me, look, you can go. So I left. And I got into the car. I said, Norman, there must be a reason. And I said, by the way, D, he finishes at 5, brother D, let me. And I went and I picked him up and he said, hey, why did you come pick me up? So I said, I don't know. Maybe someone was going to kill you along the way home, you know, because he walks home from, he works at Phoenix Park and he stays by us. So I picked him up. But I still don't understand why I was in hospital yesterday. There was absolutely nothing wrong with me. My arm felt like that, but it was okay later on. But I just want to praise God, you know, for even knowing what we know. When you're in a hospital and you see all that chaos, the people don't believe like we believe. We've been blessed like we're blessed. You know, we have a church we belong to. We have brethren we belong to. We have a God we can pray to. You know, and you're looking at that chaos. But for you, you're just sitting there and thinking, hey, all is well for me. I'm just here. I don't know why I'm here. But that's, I just wanted to testify, not so much for the saints, but to testify and thank God for his mercies and his grace. His mercies are new every morning. And I didn't sleep a wink last night. I slept a bit this afternoon. But I listened to so many messages and I really enjoyed myself and I'm enjoying myself. Praise God for that, saints. Amen. And thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Amen. We thank the Lord for the peace that he's given to us. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's sing the song. There's power. There's wonder-working power in the blood. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
There is power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, would you be free? Would you be free from the burden of sin? Oh, there's power in the blood, power in the blood. Oh, here are you, full of victory when there's wonderful power in the. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. Oh, there is, oh, power, wonder-working, oh, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, oh, you be free from your passion and pride. There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary die. There's wonderful power in the. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working, oh, in the blood of the Lamb. Oh, there is, oh, power, wonder-working, oh, in the precious blood of the Lamb. Will you be whiter? Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? Oh, there's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Sin stands alone in his life given flow. Oh, there's wonderful power in the. Oh, there is power, power, power in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. Oh, there is power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you do service? Would you do service for Jesus, your King? There's power in the blood, oh, power in the blood. Would you lift daily his praises to sing? Oh, there's wonderful power in the. Oh, there is power, there is power. Oh, wonder-working power in the power of the Lamb. There is power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood. Oh, there is power, there is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. There is, oh, power, wonder-working, oh, in the precious blood. Oh, one more time. There is power, oh, power, wonder-working, oh, in the blood, oh, of the Lamb. There is power, oh, wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Oh, we give a hand clap of praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, hallelujah. We thank the Lord for the power in the blood. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sing the song every day, every hour. Amen. Mm-hmm. Oh, every hour you are faithful. Oh, every day, every, oh, let's sing from our heart tonight. Every, oh, you are faithful. Oh, Lord, every day. Oh, every day, every hour, you are faithful. Oh, oh, Masua, Masu, oh, Ze, Makatendeka, Ze, oh, Masua, Masu, oh, Ze. Oh, my God, in the God, oh, my Zua, my Zua, oh, my Zua, oh, say, oh, my God, in the God, oh, every day, every day, every hour, oh, you are faithful. Oh, 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 every day, every day, every day, every, oh, you are faithful. Oh, Masua, Mas, oh, say, oh, my God, in the God, oh, Masua, Masum, oh, say, oh, my God, in the God, oh, Masua, Masum, oh, Masua, oh, say, oh, my God, in the God, oh, every day, every, oh, every day, every, oh, he is faithful, you are, you faithful, oh, oh, every day, every day, every hour, oh, you are faithful, oh, oh, every day, every day, every, my God, in the God, oh, Masua, Masu, Masua, oh, Makatendeka, oh, yeah, oh, Masua, Masu, oh, say, oh,
God in the garden. Oh, every day, every day, every. Oh, you are faithful, faithful. Oh, every day, every day, every hour. Oh, you are faithful. Oh, every day, every hour. Oh, you are faithful. Oh, every day, every hour. Oh, you are faithful. Oh, every day. Oh, you are faithful.
Oh, hallelujah. Let's give a clap unto him. Our Lord, he is good.
Amen.
Every day, every hour, every minute, every second. Oh, he's the same. He changeth not. Oh, praise the Lord. Oh, we thank the Lord for such a wonderful testimony to the glory of the Lord. Our God, he is always, by his children. His eyes upon them, his hands upon them. Our omnipresent God is always present. He said he will never allow the sun to smite us by day, nor the moon by night. He will preserve our souls. He will preserve our going outs and our coming ins. Amen. He is our healer. How many love him? Tonight, oh, glory be to his name. Let us all say, Lord, we thank you for the day. Let's all pray. Oh, dear Heavenly Father, of the truth, Lord, you are faithful, Lord Jesus. Your mercies, Lord, always endures for us, O God. And your loving kindness, Lord Jesus, oh, it has room that, Lord Jesus, we always, Father, find a place, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far, Lord. Our going outs and coming ins, Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for our homes. We thank you, Lord Jesus, even in our working places. We thank you that, Lord Jesus, you granted us journey mercies from our various homes, Lord. We thank you, the Lord, this evening, Lord God. Oh, your faithfulness, Lord Jesus, towards us. Oh, your kindness towards us, Lord. It has quickened us, Lord, to find ourselves right in your presence, Lord. Father, we say glory be to your name. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for such a wonderful time, Lord. We have received once again to come to your presence, Lord. We give all the glory to you. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Wonderful Jesus. Blessed be your name. The Lord, you have done such a wonderful thing in our lives, Lord. Father, when we look, oh God, we don't understand. But Lord, it's because, Lord Jesus, your love, oh God, even as the prophet said, your love is election, oh God. That even you have elected us, oh God, in this time, oh, to be the manifestation of the sons of God to the glory of your name. Father, we say glory be to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that every day, every hour, every minute, every second, you continue to be faithful, Lord. Because that's how you are, Lord. You changeth not. Blessed be your name, O God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, O God. Oh, glory be to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord. In the blessed name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give all the glory to you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Dear Heavenly Father, yes, we are so much grateful and thankful, Lord, to you, God, that tonight, Lord Jesus, once again, grace had given us, Lord, the privilege, Lord, to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you for the day so far in our homes, working places, even the journey message that, Lord, you've given to us to be in your presence, Lord. Father, we thank you even for the testimony from our precious brother. Oh, yes, Lord, you have always proven yourself to us that you are our strength. You are our life, Lord. Father, we say glory be to your name. And Father, we know that what you have worked in our brother, Lord Jesus, it was something that you finished, Lord, on Calvary. So we give all the glory to you, Lord. We thank you, Father, even that we ride in your presence, Lord. We want to take your word, O God. Look into the word of life, O God. You are the author of it, the Holy Spirit. We know you are already here because your word always assures us that where two or three are gathered together in your name, there you will always be in their midst. And you are the one that always stands, Lord, in the midst of your church, O God. John saw it, Lord. And Father, we thank you that you are here tonight. And Lord, take your word, O God. As Father, even we want to. Tonight being a Bible studies, Lord. You are the teacher. Come teach us, Lord Jesus, as we sit down at your feet, O God. Bless your word as we read it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. And we remember our brethren who are not here also, that the Lord will bless them wherever they are. There is a prayer for Sister Bibi not feeling well. Oh, praise the Lord. Is she here? She wasn't able to come. Oh, but we know one thing, that no matter where he is, we have a God that's an omnipresent God. And we know one time that centurion, when he met him, he said, my servant is being tormented, but I know that when you speak the word, my servants will be well. And he's the same tonight here. Amen. And that healing power is still here with us because he has given us that authority. Praise the Lord. So let's bow down our heads once again as we commit our precious sister into the hands of the Lord in Jesus' name. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, the Lord Jesus, in this time that we are living in, you still have your children, O God, to manifest, Lord, your authority and power over every works of Satan, Lord. So, Father, we upon that basis, O God, we claim total healing now in the name of Jesus Christ, our precious sister. As in, even as we send that word of healing, O God, Father, we know that already the Holy Spirit has quickened it, O God. And Lord Jesus, we believe that, oh, our dear sister is healed. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. How many believe it? Amen. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. He's our healer. Amen. Tonight is the Bible studies. And it's a long time, actually, we went through Bible studies. But I believe tonight, let's just get ourselves to eat once again. You know, the prophet, let us read before I talk what the prophet says. Let's turn to Matthew 5:48. We read two scriptures. Matthew 5:48. And then we shall read Hebrews 6:1-3. First, Matthew 5:48. Let's hear the word of God. Said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father, which is in heaven, is perfect. Amen. Then Hebrews 6:1-3. Therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrine of Christ, let us go on unto perfection, not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying on of hands and of resurrection of the dead. And this we will do if God permit. Amen. Lord, this is your word, God. As we want to study your word, God, no one can bring the interpretation except the author, the Holy Spirit, Lord. Father, we know you are here. Lead us through, even according to what your prophet, Lord, has given to us. Father, we humble ourselves tonight. And Lord Jesus, put the whole of our hearts, Lord, to receive from you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Yes, shall we see that? God, Richie, bless you for coming. Yes, as I was saying, tonight is the Bible studies, and it's a long time we passed that way. And I remember when any time we picked on the book of Hebrews, that's where we have been doing our studies. But I want to just say that the prophet had been doing it himself, even in Branham Tabernacle. I want to read something here. He said, on Wednesdays, and maybe on Sundays, one of the services of Sunday, giving the pastor just a little rest. He was talking about Brother Neville, giving him a little rest, which he is very deserving of it. And I thought maybe we would just take a book in the Bible. See, we used to do that. And sometimes stay a year on it. I remember one time we stayed a solid year on the book of Revelation. But oh my, the things we learned and how wonderful it was. Then we went back, got on the book of Daniel, the book of Genesis, Exodus. Just take it chapter by chapter. And it just tied the entire Bible together. Oh, I just love that. Amen. That now we are studying the book of Hebrews. Oh, it is one of the deepest, richest books of the Bible. And I tell you, it's a book that really, if God permits, and just get down into it, I believe we will find golden nuggets. Till we will just shout and praise God all the time. Amen. Amen. So if you remember, we one time started with the book of Hebrews. So today let's look at Hebrews 6. Amen. And that is what we read from 1-3. We said, therefore, leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let's go on unto perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith towards God, of the doctrine of baptism and of laying of hands and of the resurrection of the dead. And this we will do if God permits. Amen. Amen. So, could we be perfect? Because Jesus said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is perfect. Praise God. So we have a question. Can we be perfect? But tonight, our topic is, let's go on to perfection. Amen. Amen. But we want to ask, can we be perfect? Praise the Lord. This is a Bible question, as the prophet said, any Bible question, you have to get your answer from the Bible. Amen. Amen. It shouldn't come from any man or any group of people. But if it is a Bible question, it has to be a Bible answer. Amen. So if you ask me, can I be perfect? I have to go to the Bible and see if there is someone in the Bible who was perfect. Amen. Amen. And so, we could look at what? Genesis 6:9. Let's turn to that place and see. Genesis 6:9. If there were people that were perfect, then we can also be perfect. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So it says, these are the generation of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation. Amen. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. And Noah walked with God. Amen. Amen. Yes, sir. Oh, yes, sir. So Noah in his generation, he was what? He was perfect. And we are in a what? Our own generation now. Oh, glory be to God. And he said Noah walked with God. So it demands something. Praise the Lord. Let's look at another one. Job 1:1. Oh, hallelujah. Look at Job 1:1. Said, there was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. And that man was perfect and upright, and one that feared God and eschewed evil. Amen. Amen. Oh, so by the mouth of two or three witnesses, let the word of God be established. That means man can be perfect. We've seen Noah. We've seen Job. Amen. Amen. And then one time, I believed in the word, God was telling Abraham something. Let's look at it in Genesis 17:1. Bible studies. Genesis 17:1. And when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, bye, the Lord appeared to Abraham and said unto him, I am the Almighty God. Walk before me and be thou perfect. Amen. So if you see, perfection actually is bringing in what? Walking with him. Because he said Noah walked with God in his generation, and he was what? He was seen as what? Perfect in his generation. And now God telling, oh yes sir, Abraham, said, look, walk before me and be thou perfect. Oh, glory be to God. So, my brother, the question, could we be perfect? Yes. We also could be what? Perfect. Amen. Amen. We may not be like him, because as the prophet said, we have a measure of what? Of his spirit. But he has what? His full measure. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we can be like him, because it's the same spirit. Oh, glory be to God. Amen. Then the prophet said, but watch. You cannot be perfect in yourself. I'm reading from Hebrews chapter 5, the Hebrew message book, not a Bible, the Hebrew message book, when he was preaching on chapter 5 and 6, amen, preaching in Jeffersonville, 1957, paragraph 78. He said, you cannot be perfect in yourself. If you are trusting in what you've done, you are lost. Praise the Lord. If you ever trust in what you have done, all the good things that you have done, if you are basing on that, he said, you are lost. Praise the Lord. Because as we have read from the scripture, it takes what? Walking before him. So he said, the prophet said, so be perfect, even just as perfect as God is perfect. Amen. Amen. So now the prophet comes here in paragraph 67. He said, now, let us get this word perfection. Let's get on to this word perfection. Amen. And so he said, do you know there is only one way you will stand in the presence of God? There is only one way you are going to stand in the presence of God. And he said, that's perfect.
Amen.
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 That is what? Perfect.
Hallelujah.
If you're ever going to stand in the presence of God, you must be what? Perfect. Amen. Because he said, God cannot tolerate unholy things. God cannot tolerate what? Unholy things. See, so the prophet said, how could you ever perfect yourself when you have not one thing to perfect yourself with? Praise the Lord. How can you perfect yourself when you have not one thing in you to perfect you? He said, you were born in sin. Your very conception was in sin. That's when your parents even conceived you, it was what? It was sin. He said, the very desire of you being here was what? Was in sin. He said, you were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. Come to this world speaking lies. Said, now, where are you going to stand at? Where are you going to stand at? The prophet said, someone will say, well, I will quit smoking and I will go to heaven. I will quit smoking and I will go to heaven. See, he's looking at his own word, good works. No, sir, your good works will not work. Amen. Amen. And the prophet said, I don't care how good you are. Take notice of this. I don't care how good you are. You are a sinner. And you don't have one thing. See? He said, there is no priest, no bishop, no cardinal, no pope. No, nothing else can save you. No one can save you. Because that person, he's just in the same boat as you are.
Amen.
Amen. The priest, the bishop, the cardinal, the pope, he's the same boat as you are. And he said, just in the same shape. Amen.
Amen.
And then the prophet picked on what? The Pope of Rome. Praise the Lord. He said, the Pope of Rome was born in sin.
That's right.
Shaped in iniquity. Come to this world speaking lies. Born by sexual desire of a man and a woman. Where are you going to get righteous out of that? Then you call that man holy. Eh? How are you going to get righteous out of that? He said, well, the Pope, he said, his papa and mama were born in the same way.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He picks really on him. He said, his grandma and grandpa on and on back the same.
Yes,
right. It's sin to begin with. See? So, who can say that this is holy and that is holy? There is only one thing holy.
Amen.
And that's Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God.
Amen.
Him alone. No one is holy. Amen. Said only the Son of God, Jesus Christ, is holy, who has been what? Made perfect. Amen. So, If he is the only one that is holy and has been made perfect, then how are we going to be it? The prophet was taking us through a lot of what? Self-righteousness that people always look at. He's taking us through a lot of them. He said, how are you going to be it? Try it yourself? To get to heaven on the merits of if I've never had an evil thought in my life. I've never had what? Evil thought in my life. So upon that merits, I'm going to heaven. No, sir. If I never spoke a bad word in my life, that's going to take me to heaven. No, sir. Right. If I never looked at anything evil, never thought anything evil or nothing, the prophet said, I'm just as rank and black as the smutty walls of hell. My, I'm a sinner. Praise the Lord. He went on to say, if I could come through life and stay locked up in a room, stay locked up in a room, stayed up locked in a room, and never see the world. Stay in there and pray all my life. He said, no good. Amen. Born a millionaire and give to the poor everything I got, I'm still a sinner and will go to hell. Brother, are you hearing them?
Amen.
I remember one time Paul said something like that when he was talking about charity. Praise the Lord. That if I give the whole of myself to, let's see that scripture. It's in 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians, charity. 1 Corinthians 13. He was talking about charity, 1 Corinthians. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 3. He said, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I've given my body to be burned and have no charity, it profiteth me what? Nothing. See? So that's a type here. The prophet is saying, I'm born a millionaire. And I give to the poor everything I got. He said, I'm still a sinner. And will do what? It will go to hell. Right. Amen. So now the thing is, we got to accept that we are sinners in the first place. Praise the Lord. You got to accept that what? You are what? A sinner. Right. Amen.
Amen.
So he said, I'm a sinner. That's correct. I have nothing. There's no way at all I could find any price to be paid. My brother, the price that was paid for you and me. Can any of us ever pay that price? Oh, praise the Lord. Because even it has to take someone who is what? Without blemish. And already we have been born in sin. Take someone without spot or wrinkle to pay that price. So he said, there's no way at all I could find any price to be paid. God requires what? Death. There must be what? Death. Praise the Lord. And if I give my own life, then how can I repent? Even I said, okay, Lord, God, you said, well, take death. Okay, I want to die. Like Jesus died. Then how can you repent? Because the prophet said, the debt got to be paid first before the repentance. Praise the Lord. Christ died first. Amen. And then raise that what? Raise that standard. And we looked at it. And repent. So if now you die, how are you going to repent? That's what the prophet is asking here. Amen. He said it takes only God. And God was the only one who could lay his life down and take it up again. See? So he could become what? Sin. And lay his life down and pick it up and then call it justice. My. Look at it, brother. My sister. Someone who is what? Without blemish, he has not done anything. Yet, he gave himself to be used as what? The price for my head and your head. Done nothing. Then he still called that situation what? It is justice. Amen. Man will say, I wasn't the one who did this thing. But you are asking me to do it. This is injustice. That's man. I never did it. But you want me to pay the price. Man will say this is injustice. He will go to court. Oh, praise the Lord. Amen. But here, after doing all this, he called it, this is what? Justice. Amen. 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 Oh, Amen. The Lord is God.
Thank you, Lord.
After doing all these things, he said what? It is justice. Even as the scripture says, he said, it became him to bring many. Let's turn to that scripture. It's in Hebrews, Hebrews 2. Let's read that scripture. Amen. It became him. It became a responsibility for him. Hebrews 2. Just look at, we've read that scripture here before. Hebrews 2. Let's start from verse 9. Hebrews 2, verse 9. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death. Look at, praise the Lord, allowed himself to be made a little lower than the angels for what purpose? For the purpose of suffering of death. Oh my. And he called it what? Justice.
Amen.
Crowned with glory and honor that he, listen again, he, by the grace of God, should taste death. For every man. And he calls it what? Justice. Praise the Lord. Verse 10. See what he's saying. For it became him. It became him. It became what? A responsibility for him. Willingly. Amen. For whom all things. And by whom all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. Look at the purpose of doing that. So that you and I can be brought unto glory. So he allowed himself to be made a little lower than the angels, so that he would suffer death. He would taste death for every man, so that he would bring many sons unto what? Unto glory. And he calls it what? Justice. Amen. And to make the captain of their salvation perfect. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. So that he will make what? Our salvation what? Perfect. Amen. Through his own sufferings. My brother, our salvation is perfect. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. But it will demand something else. You cannot just say it. You got to believe it. You got to accept it. Amen. And believe it. And then live it. Because it got to be seen in your life. Praise God. Amen. 11. Let me see. 11, sanctify the children, receiving God. Let's go to verse 17. That same chapter. He said, wherefore, in all things, it behooved him. You see? It's always something that he was what? It became a burden on him. To what? To willingly do it. It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. As you read in what? Philippians. Amen. That he made himself like what? A servant. Amen. See? It behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make a reconciliation for the sins of the people. Amen. And then, let's see. Verse 18. The last verse. For in that himself had suffered, being tempted, he is able to succor them that are tempted. Praise the Lord. Temptation, he has already. My brother, that's why we can what? We have the power to be able to overcome any temptation that comes our life. Amen. Because our salvation is perfect. Praise the Lord. Through his suffering. Amen. And so, now let's come to the scripture now. We've looked at perfection. Let's come to the scripture now. Which we've read. It said, be ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is in heaven is what? Is perfect. And then, we see that our second reading, therefore, living the principles of doctrine of Christ, let us go on to perfection. Brother, before we can move on to perfection, from the scripture we just read, before we could move on to perfection, amen, there must already have been a foundation that we have already laid. Amen. The subject of perfection is not for babies. Amen. It's not for novices. It's not for that type of what? People that are from one revival onto another revival. After the revival is finished, everything is cools down. Until another revival, you see him, oh, hallelujah, praise God, praise God. After the revival, come down, that kind of person, my brother, you cannot enter into the subject of what? Perfection. That's why he's telling us that therefore, you see, that means all these things you have already known them. Amen. Amen. The principles of the doctrine of Christ, you know all of those things already. You know of baptism. Why it should be in the name of Jesus Christ. These are the principles of the doctrine of Christ. You know that truly we have authority to lay hands upon the sick and they will recover, because it's a part of the commission that God gave to us. That God preached the word. Go and preach the gospel unto every creature. Amen. See? So we know all of these things. The resurrection of the dead. We know that there is life. Amen. These are all principles of the doctrine of Christ. And so before you move on to perfection, all these things, they are what? You have them. You believe on them. It is part of you. Praise the Lord. And so when you look at Hebrews, you will see that chapter 5, you see how the word, the scripture, overlapped into what? Chapter 6. Let's go to chapter 5. Let's read from verse 8. Hebrews 5. Because we are on what? Hebrews 6. Huh? Let's go to Hebrews 5, the ending, and see how it overlapped into the chapter 6. Amen. Starting from verse 8. Though he were a son. You see, are you loving the Bible studies?
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Okay. Though he was a son. You understand it already. He was a son, that he was what? God. Amen. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things he suffered. God himself humbling himself to be obedient even unto death. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them that obey him. Called of God and high priest after the order of Melchizedek, of whom we have many things to say. Now listen closely here now. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered. See, we have many things to say, but we find it very hard to what? To say it. See why? Seeing ye are dull in hearing. See? There are many things that we need to what? Say. But you see, we don't know how to utter them because you people are dull in hearing. So how can you move forward, my brother? Amen. Which verse are we in now? 12, eh? For the time ye ought to be teachers.
Yeah.
My brother.
Yes,
we ought to be now teachers.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
We got to be teachers now.
Yes,
see? For the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God. You still have a need for us to teach you baptism. Still have to teach you all the principles again. Oh my. Praise the Lord. And I become such as have need of what? Milk. Eh? it looks as if we always have need of milk. We need to go back. Oh, and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. You see? He's a babe. 14. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age. My brother, we are of full age now. We have stayed long. Amen. We've stayed long. We are of full age. And even those who, by reason of use of their senses, exercised to discern both good and evil. Amen. And then from there, he went to six. Therefore, oh, hallelujah. Leaving the principles of the doctrines of Christ, let us go on to perfection.
Amen.
Oh, praise the Lord.
Amen.
See? My brother, that's why I like Paul. The prophet said, Paul will not stay at one place.
Amen.
Amen. He always, what? Moves forward.
Amen.
That's why he said, I press on towards the mark.
Amen.
Amen. But brother, we got to prove that we are sojourners.
Yes.
A sojourner doesn't stay at one place.
Right. Amen.
Amen. He moves on. He doesn't stay at one place. He moves on. That's what? That's the pilgrim journey. Oh, glory be to God. My brother, we need to what? Come to the place of perfection now.
Amen.
All the time we go to still come preaching on the principles of the doctrines of Christ. That's for babes, actually. See, when Braille, for instance, he goes over to Carlo, yes, they are what? They are babes. Eh? So you see, you start with the principles, praise the Lord, of the doctrine of Christ, about baptism, praise the Lord, getting them what? That's the milk. Amen. No, we have passed that place, my brother, my sister. We are full grown.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
We don't need to sit at one place. Why? The eagle setteth up his nest.
Amen.
Why? Why he does that?
Amen.
Because the eagles are just what? They are relaxing all the time. Amen. But Mama Eagle, he doesn't want the eagles to be accustomed to the what? The softness of what? Of the nest. So when it gets to a time, he sees that this is the time to fly.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So he settled the nest.
Mm.
Oh, glory.
Amen.
Blow all the soft things away.
Amen.
So that now
Amen.
It becomes what? A hard place. They cannot sleep there.
Amen.
Oh, yes, sir. Amen. Seal all the nest. Then lose them, and then they will try to what? And then he will be supporting them. Bye. Oh, glory be to God. He's teaching them how to what? How to fly. Not to what? Stay at one place. Staying at one place, what? Will kill you. Amen. You become what? Part of the people. Hmm? You become part of the people. You begin to build a what? A house. Amen. Build a mighty house. You want to stay here? As I always say, that when you go to the airport, you see two different types of people. Amen.
Amen.
Those who are traveling and those who are of the city.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Those who are traveling, their eyes always is on the board, looking at when their next flight, their flight will be the time that their flight. Praise the Lord. Amen. Watching all the time. Their eyes up there watching the time. But those who are not traveling, they are people of the city. They have their wares they are selling, cleaning them. They have no place to go. Amen. They are not sojourners. Amen. A sojourner always with his bag. Amen. He sees what? The red arm has what? Has come down. That means the train is in the block. The flashing red light is on. So always he's with his luggage ready because anytime the train will be at his what? He said, and it will take what? A short time and it moves on. So he's always ready. That's a sojourner. Glory be to God. Amen. So, let's move on to perfection. This is not a time for us to what? To still be on the milk. Amen. So the prophet himself said, all the first five chapters, as the Hebrews, the first five chapters had been laid on Christ. To show who he is. Now we are living those principles of the doctrine of Christ. See? Amen. We are living those principles. Now we know. Those principles we know. We have found him to be what? He said, we have found him not a prophet, but the fullness of the Godhead bodily. These are some of the principles. Amen. We know that. He said, we have found him to be the great Jehovah God made manifest in flesh. Praise the Lord. We know that. He was Jehovah made flesh. The body, Jesus, only tabernacled him. We know that. God dwelling in a man. Jehovah, the Spirit, dwelt in him. Amen. For what purpose? For God being what? God in a man reconciling man. See? Man reconciling man. He said, God being reconciled to man through man. Amen. Like last Sunday when the pastor was preaching, he mentioned something about the kinsman redeemer. So the kinsman redeemer has to what? He has to come in the person of a man. Praise the Lord. So that he can redeem man. Amen. So, the prophet said, now you, Branham Tabernacle. Now you, Dublin Christian Fellowship. Oh, I know. We have healings. That's wonderful. We have healings here?
Amen.
Amen. Because right now we know our sister Bibi is healed.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah.
Amen.
So, we have healings. The prophet said, that's wonderful. We have visions. Oh, that's fine. Do we have visions here?
Amen.
Amen. So, visual, let's say, you sleep and you see something like a cinema. Then you see it as what? Vision? Oh, my brother, look. Sometimes, you say something and it comes to pass.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. It's a vision God gave to you to what? To express it. Amen. So we see visions. Praise the Lord. He said, you have spiritual dreams. Amen. I don't hear amen. You have spiritual dreams. You see, one thing is that maybe you take too much big dinner. You don't have spiritual dreams. Then you have wild dreams. Amen. So he said, we have spiritual dreams. But the prophet was saying that he was telling his own tabernacle, he said, sometimes they are not spiritual dreams. Amen. You see, he said, we try to help the poor. Is that true? We do that. We do what we can. Oh, that's all right. But that's not what we are talking about now. We are entering into another phase. Amen. We are entering into another phase. Okay. Oh, yes. We got the doctrine of Christ. We believe he was the Son of God, a virgin born. We believe that with all these things, that's just wonderful. Amen. But leaving that, let us go on to perfection. Oh my, I wish I had the voice of an archangel now and bring this to a place where you could see it. Now he says, leaving all the doctrines of Christ, all the theology we know, all about the deity of Christ, how he was made, how God made flesh and all other things. Now, go on to perfection. Jesus said, be therefore perfect, even as the Father which is in heaven is perfect. Amen.
Amen.
So now, the prophet now wants to start from a certain point. He wants us to know who, where we were. Praise the Lord. See? He wanted us to know where we were. My brother, right now, when I look back and saw and see where I was, hey, Lord, I thank you.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I thank you. Praise God. I turn, I look at where I was. Hey, just too bad. Too bad. Amen. But so the prophet wanted us to know where we were before. He said, we were everyone condemned. Amen. We were everyone condemned. Said, no matter whatever you do, we were condemned. We were born condemned. Your mama, papa was born condemned. You, all your ancestors were born in sin, shaped in iniquity. So we are looking at where we come from. Praise the Lord. So how are you going to get it? How are you going to be perfect? If you never done a thing, never stole, that's stealing, never stole, never lied, never done anything in your life, you are still condemned. You were condemned before you breathed your first breath. The very moment that you came on earth, you were condemned. Praise the Lord. You were condemned. You were condemned. That's correct. And you were judged of God before you breathed your first breath. You were judged. For you were judged by the sexual desire of your father and mother, who brought their acts, who through their acts brought you here on earth. And God condemned it in the beginning. You are condemned to start with. And every other person on earth was condemned with you. Now, Where are you going to get perfection? Amen. Now the prophet said, watch, let's turn just a moment to Hebrews chapter 10. And listen close. I want to read a little bit out of chapter 9 first. Chapter 9 first, the 11th verse. So chapter 9, Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11. We have all accepted that we were condemned, we were judged, even when we breathed up, when we came to this earth, breathed the first breath. Amen. But Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building. But you know where the prophet stopped? He stopped at, let me stop at where he stopped. He said, but Christ, being come an high priest of good things to come, by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. That's where he stopped for the first. Amen. That his own tabernacle, that's his flesh. See? Now, comparing to the old tabernacle, this is what? A perfect what? Tabernacle. Now he's comparing to what? To the old tabernacle. He said, see, the old tabernacle, you notice, the old tabernacle had a veil in it that hid the ark where God lived. Amen. Amen. Are you following it? Amen. The old tabernacle had what? A veil. That what? Sealed where God lived. How many know that? The prophet said, how many know that? He said, sure. Okay, well, that old man-made tabernacle here, the curtains out of a dyed goat skin and so forth, were made a tabernacle to hide the presence of God. Now, how many know that only one man could go in there once a year? Amen. I think the other day Bradley was preaching on that. Only one man can go in once in a year. Praise the Lord. Certainly, that was Aaron. Go in once a year, and he must be anointed. Praise the Lord. He must be anointed. Actually, he must be clean. Praise the Lord. Brother, going in there, the breastplate with the 12 shining marbles on them, representing what? The 12 tribes of Israel. Amen. My brother, he's carrying what? The people to the presence of God. And one thing is that he must be what? Clean. He must not be against anyone. Praise the Lord. Because if he has any ill against anyone, he enters there, he's finished. Praise the Lord. That's the way how we go to the presence of God. Amen. We are starting to know what? The perfection. Praise God. Huh? Coming to the presence of God, my brother, in here. Huh? There must not be any ill against anyone. You want perfection? Praise God. Hey, we, because the long suffering of God, Not that he's slack. He's watching us, brother.
Right.
But those times, instant judgment. But now, grace. Grace. Let's take this grace, brethren. And let us not what? Mess up with the grace of God. He said, grace abound, and so should we continue in sin? So God forbid. Praise the Lord. So now begin to watch yourself. You now, you come into perfection. Come into the presence of God, and still you have what? Some ill against someone. And God never strikes you dead, so you go free. My brother, he said the only thing that, he said only one thing that we will have to stand before his presence, and that is what? Perfect. That's what the prophet said. Amen. That's the only thing that we can stand in his presence as when we are what? Perfect. So when you are coming to the presence of God with that imperfectness, my brother, you already struck dead. Don't know. Amen. Brethren, let's watch it. That's why the love of God, it goes beyond everything. That's why the love of God, when you read 1 Corinthians 13, charity, love of God. Amen. Brethren, let's move on to perfection. So moving on to perfection, Aaron, with the 12 tribes, going, taking them to the presence of God. My brother, he has no biased mind against anyone.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. And as he's going, already there is a rope that is holding his leg, which is making, there are bells. So when he moves, grang, 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 grang. So the people outside know that our priest is what? Is alive. Amen. If for a while they don't hear the bling, 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 they wait for a while, they say, the man is gone. And who dare go in there? Praise the Lord. They had to pull that rope and draw him out from that place. You see, brethren, number one, the presence of God. We got to be what? Perfect. Amen. And look, even this, this tabernacle that was made by hand. Look at how Aaron going to the presence of God, how it looks like. And now we've just read that a more perfect tabernacle. Amen. Huh? And he must have what? Fire in his hand. And if he went without that, he died as soon as he moved that veil back. He would drop dead. He must go in there and light these candlesticks and sprinkle the mercy seat, which called out the blood of the death, which is a substitutionary as a shadow, till Christ was come to fulfill it. Amen. Now, but God then became another type of a tabernacle. God now became another type of what? Tabernacle. And that tabernacle was who? Jesus. And God was inside of Jesus. And he was hid. He was reconciling the world to himself by his expressions. Amen. So, now the prophet said, Christ revealed God. As Christ himself said, it is not me that doeth the work. Amen. It's not me that doeth the work, but that he that is in me that doeth the work. Praise the Lord. The Son cannot do anything but what he sees the Father does. Amen. The Father in him. So the prophet said, now, God was inside of a human body. Not being a ghost skin died, but it was living, moving. God now in a man moving. Praise the Lord. So he said, God has hands now. God has feet. God has tongue. God has eyes. And it was what? It was Christ. Praise the Lord. There he was. Now he went away. As Christ went away. And the Spirit come in that through his death, he might perfect the church. Amen. And bring the church into what? Bring the church submissive. And then the same Spirit that was in Christ is in the church doing the same thing Christ did. Amen. My brother, as we come together as what? It's not the building, praise the Lord. But as we come together, right away the presence of God is here. Amen. His Spirit is here. God himself. Moment we come here, this place, he doesn't live here. Amen. But we coming together, he's fulfilling what? His word. As he said in Revelation, when John turned, he said he saw him standing in the midst of the seven candlesticks. Praise the Lord. So that's where he is always in the midst of his church. Praise the Lord. It is only in this time of Laodicea, his word, he's outside the church. But there is a group of people, as the prophet always said, a group of people that are able to hear the word of their age. Amen. Amen. And they become the manifestation of the sons of God in the time of what? In this time that we are living in. Amen. So, we that have what? Recognize our prophet, the message of the hour. When we meet, he's here. My brother, consider it. When we meet, he's here. So how do you come in? How do you come in? With bitterness? With hatred? You want to be perfect? My brother, let's not take it as what? A mere place we just walk in here. From our home, we just walk in here. Today is Wednesday. Today is Friday. Today is Sunday. We just walk in here, find our seat. We sit down, and then the preacher comes, or the song leader leads us in songs. We worship, praise God, and all this. My brother, this is not what? Something casual. Is spiritual. Amen. Amen. My brother, before you start from home, you might have what? Gone down on your knees already. Get yourself on fire. How many? Starting from home, they pray before coming to church. Amen. Begin to ask yourself, if you have not been doing it, my brother, get to the presence of God before you come. Praise God. Even if you are late, do it that way. Before you can, he will recognize it. My brother, here is his presence. Come to meet his presence. And consider Aaron. Even the tabernacle that was made by hand. Consider it. And now we have a tabernacle that's not made by hand. A perfect tabernacle. In the image of Jesus Christ, God dwelling in him. The Almighty God. His presence here. Because he said when he left, his spirit came back to the church. To continue with what? The very work that he was doing here. Praise God. Brethren, from today, let's watch how we come here. We must come with all reverence. We must come with godly fear. We must come with humility. We must come with a broken spirit. We must come with all the contrite heart. And that should be our sacrifice. And he will not despise. Amen. And we will be blessed. Praise the Lord. And when we pray, it will come to pass. When we ask, it will be fulfilled. When we seek, we shall find. When we knock, it will be opened unto us. It becomes what? The church of the living God. Where it is not we that are doing the work, but his spirit in our presence, continuing with the good works that he was doing here on earth. The same works. The same. And even he gave us what? Privilege. That even the things that you do, greater things. Oh, praise the Lord. Greater things. Because he wasn't able to finish. Amen. He wasn't able to finish. He said, now I've given you the spirit to continue with the work. My brethren, let's take everything by the fear of God. Amen. He said, now listen to this. But Christ, being come and high priest of good things to come, a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, you see. He wasn't made of hands. How was he born? A virgin born. Amen. He was born a virgin, virgin born. See? But how were we born? Praise the Lord. See the difference now. He was what? A virgin born. See? Not any man's blood. Praise God. He said, somebody said, oh, Jesus was a Jew. He was, let the prophet said, he was not a Jew.
That's right.
Oh, hallelujah. And someone said, oh, we were saved by Jewish blood. No, we are not. If we were saved by Jewish blood, we still lost.
Right.
Amen. Amen. Jesus was not Jew. Neither was he a Gentile. He was God.
Amen.
Oh, amen.
Amen.
God the Father, the Spirit, the unseen one. No man has seen God at any time, but the only begotten of the Father had declared him.
Amen.
Jesus had declared him. Amen. And now, where is he? Where is Jesus? The Word.
Right.
Amen. And we are holy now. Has declared him. The message of the hour. Have declared him. And we know who he is. Jesus, he is God. But other people made him what? Three. Father, Son, Holy Ghost. Oh, brethren, we must always give glory to God. That he has opened our eyes. Blessed are your eyes. that when you see, you perceive. Blessed are your ears. When you hear, you understand. So, he said, he was manifested God. What God was. What we don't know about God, we look to Jesus and we see God. Amen. We look to his word and we see God. Amen. We see him in person. And now he said, his church is supposed. He said, his church is supposed to manifest God to show what God is. See? But what have they done? They organize themselves. They organize themselves. You see, this man said, I'm nothing to do with them. They are Methodists. They are Presbyterian. I don't want anything to do with them. I am Baptist. I'm Pentecostal. You are lost with them kind of motives. Right? He said, who can brag? Who can say anything? Look at the disgrace the Presbyterians had brought. That day, the prophet was really hard. Amen. And he has to be so. Praise the Lord. He said, look at the disgrace the Presbyterian has brought. Look at the disgrace the Baptist. Because the prophet had already said, he said what? The Spirit of God must be what? In the church. Amen. Continuing with what? The work that he left. That perfection must be in the church. Amen. But he said, now, look at the disgrace of what? What Presbyterian had brought. Look at the disgrace, the Baptist. Look at the disgrace, the Catholic. Look at the disgrace, the Pentecostals. The Nazareans. The Pilgrim Holiness. Look at them, the rest of them all. But I challenge you to point one hand in disgrace at that. I believe there was a picture of Jesus Christ and the prophet was pointing to it. So tell me one disgrace about that. Amen. Can you get any disgrace about him? That's the way how you and me got to be. That there will not be found any kind of disgrace in our lives. The church, we are talking about perfection. So our utterances, whatever we do, our actions. My brother, got to take notice of them. Got to take notice of them. So I challenge you to point. He said you can point your finger at what? Presbyterian, Baptist, all this, the disgrace. You can point at them. But point one disgrace to that one. Amen. He said, I challenge you. Point one finger. When God Almighty said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm pleased to dwell in. Yea, him. There is it. That is the perfect one. Amen. Amen. He said, now let us read a little further on. Hebrews 10:1. Hebrews 10:1. Said, for the law, having a shadow of good things to come, and not the very image of the things, can never with those sacrifices which they offered year by year continually make the comers thereupon perfect. See? The law having shadow of what? Good things to come. All the ordinances and the baptisms and all other things could never make the worshiper perfect. And yet God requires what? Perfect. Amen. So it's not a question, the prophet says, it's not a question of what? You join a Nazarene church will make you perfect. No. Or you join the Baptist, Pentecostal, whatever it be it, never. It will make you perfect. You being a good, loyal man will never make you perfect. You can't merit one thing. There's nothing about you to merit. You are lost, you see. Well, I'll keep the law. I'll keep the Sabbath. I'll keep all those ordinances of God and all this. Paul said, let us lay aside all those things. Praise the Lord. Yeah. Now, do you get it? Romans 8:1. Let's turn to that. Romans 8:1. As we close with this, because there are a lot of things we may continue another time. Let's look at Romans 8:1 and then we use that to close. So how do you get it? Romans 8:1. So there's therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, because he is the perfect one. Amen. So there is no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Amen. Who walk not what? After the flesh, but what? After the Spirit. Amen. Brethren, if there is any kind of flesh, kill it. Destroy it. Amen. Flesh. Always. The feelings and all those of things still working in your life. Praise the Lord. Let's kill it. Amen. Therefore, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh. The things that they see. See? Everything that you see with your eyes is earthly. Amen. Anything that you see with your eyes is earthly. But the things you see in your spirit through the word is God. See, the word is God's looking glass that reflects what he is and what you are. Hallelujah. Oh my, it tells you. Amen. So now, my brother, it's a mirror. You look into it. It tells you who you are. Praise God. So my brother, let's begin to look at all these things. It tells you what you are. See, it shows you, it shows me. Show me any page of literature where, with all the science or anything else, every good book that has been written, none of it can tell you that. This is God's looking glass that shows what he is and what you are. Then, in between, there is what? The bloodline. That shows what we can be if we want to make a choice. There you are. Amen. What choice are you going to make tonight, my brother? Amen. How do you get the perfection? He said, listen. How do you get to perfection? That's what we want to know. He said, Christ has perfected. Amen. And then he said, God laid upon him the iniquity of all of us. I want to hear amen.
Amen.
God laid upon him all the iniquity of us. Praise God. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we were healed. He said, that's the body we want to get to. Amen. That's the body. Why? If you are in that body, you will never see judgment. You will never taste death. You are free from all death, judgment, sin, and everything else when you are in that body. And how do you get into that? How do you get into that, preacher? How do you get into it, preacher? By joining this tabernacle, you are lost. Amen. If you think you are to join this tabernacle, you are lost. Couldn't join anyhow. We don't have any book. How do you get into it? By joining some church? No, sir. How do you get into it? You are born in it. Amen. As the scripture says, by one spirit, we are all baptized onto one body. As the musicians start coming. Brethren, we will stop here tonight. And we will come another time to what? To continue. But meanwhile, my brother, look at what? This place, the church, it is his presence. Amen. It is what? His presence. You cannot hide anything from him. Amen. Anything that is on your heart, he knows it. So, why do you hide something on your heart? Why can't you humble yourself? Praise God. Humble yourself. Be obedient to his word. Live his word. Believe every word. And stay perfect. Praise God. How many love him? God richly bless you.
That's what I long for. A heart that follows after Thee, oh, a pure heart. That's what I long for. A heart that follows after Thee, or a heart that hides Your word, so that sin will not come in. A heart that's undivided, one You rule and reign. A heart that bears compassion, that pleases You, my Lord. A sweet aroma of worship rises from Your throne. Oh, pure heart, a pure heart, that's what I long for. Heart that follows after Thee, a pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows after Thee, a heart that hides Your word, so that sin will not come in. Have a son divided, one You rule and reign. Have a bit compassion, that blesses You, my Lord. I see a room out of worship. rising, it rises from the throne. Oh, a pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows after day. Oh, pure Lord, a pure heart, that's what I long for. A heart that follows after day. A heart that hides your word, so that sin would not come in. A heart that's undivided, when you reign. Oh, a heart of His compassion, that blesses you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of
One more time. As we ask our presence to come and close us in prayer.
His compassion that blesses you, my Lord. I'm one
Mary.
Oh, I have the peace, compassion that blesses you, my Lord. A sweet aroma of
washing,
sweet aroma
I see. Our brother prays, if you have any requests, if you want the Lord to do something in your life,
amen,
just bow your heart towards Him.
Dear Heavenly Father,
amen,
we thank you this evening.
Thank you, Lord.
We have been sitting in your presence, O Lord, and listening to your own mouth, O Lord, speaking to us, Heavenly Father, using human lips, O Lord. But you have fed us from your throne.
Amen.
And our hearts are really happy to have been fed,
thank
O Lord,
Jesus,
by the Creator of heaven and earth, O Lord. Heavenly Father, we thank you this evening because you have taught us what perfection is really,
thank
O Lord.
You, Lord.
Because humanly speaking, we can't never achieve perfection, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
But it's only through your blood, O Lord.
Amen.
It's only through the complete work of Calvary that we can approach your throne, because you are perfect and no one can approach when he's not perfect, O Lord.
Amen.
It makes us perfect before you. Not that we are perfect, as your prophet put it. It's not the holy church of God. Is the holy God in the church,
hey,
O Lord.
Amen.
Thank you. Amen.
It's not the holy people of God, but it's the holy God in his people.
That's right.
Making
you,
them perfect, O Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Heavenly Father, we have not a holiness in ourselves, O Lord. We are born in iniquity, O Lord. We came saying lies, O Lord.
Yes.
But one day, you shone the light in our ways, O
thank
Lord.
You, Jesus.
You opened our eyes, O Lord, and
thank
we could
you.
See that we were not made to be in the barnyard, O Lord.
Yes. Thank you.
We had to fly, O Lord, and reach heights of perfection, O Lord.
Amen.
That's why we pray, help us,
yes.
Help us, O Lord.
Yes, Lord,
that we shouldn't keep anything that hinder perfection into us, O Lord.
Amen.
Have your own way in our hearts. Have your own way in our lives, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let us just surrender ourselves, O Lord.
Amen.
Let us give in to your will, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
So that you can mold us, O Lord.
Please,
so that
Jesus.
You can pour your perfection in us, O Lord.
Grant, Lord.
Dear Heavenly Father, sometimes we approach without being prepared, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Sometimes we approach the throne with full of malice in us.
Yes, help us, Lord.
With full of lust in us, oh Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Full of hypocrisy in us, oh Lord. But now we have learned, oh Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
In the old time, we couldn't get away with it, oh Lord. But let us not take your grace in vain.
Yes, Lord.
But let us take your presence seriously, oh Lord.
Yes, Lord.
As we come every day to meet you, let us be prepared.
Yes, Lord.
So that we can benefit fully for being in your presence. Bless your servants, O Lord. You have ministered faithfully, O Lord. We have just yielded himself, O Lord, so that you can take over and use his body.
Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Restore his strength, O Lord.
Amen.
A lot of virtue has been spent, O Lord. And we know in his flesh he must be tired, O Lord. But you encourage and recomfort him, O Lord.
Amen.
Bless our brethren who couldn't make it tonight.
Yes, Lord.
Let your hand, your powerful and mighty healing hand,
yes,
heal those who are weak in the body, O Lord.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, bless our pastor who couldn't make it tonight.
Amen.
You know the reasons, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Bless this church. Bless every minister. Bless every office in this church, O Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Let unity reign forever, O Lord.
Jesus' name, O God.
Be with us now as we depart. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
No, you not, you are a temple.
No, you not,
no,
you
not,
you are a temple.
Oh, no, you not,
no, you not,
you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy. Oh, yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, full of praise, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, walking up the seven steps unto. Oh, walking up the seven steps unto. Oh, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, know ye not, know ye not, know ye not, you are a, oh, you are a temple. Know ye not, you are a temple. Oh, know ye not, you are a temple. You are a temple of the Holy. Yes, I know, yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a. Oh, yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. Yes, I know, yes, I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, full of praise, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Walking up the seven steps unto perfection. Oh, walking up the seven steps unto perfection. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, we walking up, walking up the seventh unto him. We walking up the seventh Samson. Oh, walking up the seventh Samson too. Oh, I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, knowing all,
knowing all,
knowing all, you are all. Temple of the Holy. Oh yes I know, yes I know, yes I know, I am a. Oh yes I know, yes I know, I am a temple. Yes I know, yes I know, I am a temple. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, full of praise, full of praise, full of power. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. Oh, full of praise, full of power, full of glory. I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, what can I have? What can I have? The seven steps unto. Oh, what can I have the seven steps unto? Oh, what can I have the seven steps unto perfection? I am a temple of the Holy. Oh, what can I have the seven steps unto perfection? Walking up the seven steps into perfection. Oh, walking up the seven steps into perfection. I am a temple of the Holy Ghost. Oh, walking up the seven steps into. Oh, walking up the seven steps into. Oh, walking up the seven.